Did you ever hear of anything called, frog stool or toadstool or frog bench or?
I've heard toadstool.
Okay. If a man had a sore throat so that the inside of his throat was swollen, you might say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he could chew it, but he couldn't
swallow it.
Would you do the whole thing together?
Swallow it.
Okay. How about the things that people smoke?
Cigarettes.
And then the big brown things?
Pipes. Cigars.
Yes. If there were a lot of people at the party having a good time, you might say they would be standing around the piano.
Singing.
And if somebody told a joke, they'd all be?
Like.
Okay. If somebody offered to do you a favor, and you didn't want him to do it because you felt that then you'd have to do something for him in return, you might say, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
indebted.
Okay, that's good. If somebody asks you if you would do a certain job and you're able to do it, you might say, sure, I
can do it.
Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, if you were not able to do it, you would say, no, I
can't do
okay.
it.
Okay. If somebody asked you about sundown to do some work, you might reply indignantly, I got up to work before sun up and all I'm going to do today.
I've done.
Fine.
I've also said I wouldn't want to be beholden.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If there was a very bad accident up the road, you might say there was no need to call a doctor because the victim was...
All right.
No, he wasn't all right.
He was dead.
Would you use something before the dead? Before the doctor got there, he was...
Unconscious?
No, he's dead, but it's just you're using a temporal sort of adverb in front of the dead. Or you might even be using something else.
I'm not following you.
Okay, did you ever hear anybody say done dead? That really wasn't what I was trying to get you to say.
No,
no. Okay. In such a situation, you might say, he to be careful.
Ought.
All right. Or if the corn seems shorter than usual to you, you might say at this time of year, it isn't as tall as it
ought to be.
All right. Two little boys might be talking. One might say, I dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I bet you...
You will?
But he doesn't think so, though. I dare you, but I bet you...
Won't.
Do you have a negative form of dare?
Dasn't.
Okay. Would you use that?
No.
Who would?
The blacks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If a boy got a whipping, you would say, I bet he did something he...
oughtn't to have done.
Okay, good. You get something done that was hard work all by yourself and your friend was standing around without helping. You would say, well, you...
Will you?
No, you're being indignant because your friend didn't help you. You might say, you have helped me.
Could have.
Okay, or... Another word instead of could have, very much the same meaning.
Should have.
Or?
Ought to.
Or sort of the past tense of may, you...
Might have.
Okay. Suggesting the possibility, this is the same word, I'm not sure, but I...
Think so?
Same word as above. You might... I just said it, well.
Oh. I say might, could all the time.
Do you? Uh-huh. In...
I might could, if mm-hmm. someone asked me if I can go.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's exactly what I wanted you to say.
Oh, okay.
What would you call a big thing with a deep voice that hoots and can see in the dark?
Hoot owl.
All right. How about a little one with a high-pitched voice?
Screech owl.
Any other kinds of owls?
I think all of them are sort of fit under the title of night owl.